Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is spring. I've been off the air for a while, been regrouping and, you know, just taking in things as this economy is moving the way it's been moving, and, you know, people have been checking out different things that's going on, you know, and I got a lot to share this morning. Like I said, I took a little break to get refreshed and regroup, and, you know, hey, I'm ready to kick it with you today, and then I have a special guest coming on next Tuesday as we focus on this topic. I lost my job, now what? Yeah, that's right. I've been talking to people. I've been going to different seminars, basically, seeing what's going on out there and what people are sharing with folks. You know, this is Home-Based Business 101, and you know, I'm a home-based business advocate, and in these times, even, you know, I'm fired up because I know through home-based business opportunities that, you know, we can do something with that issue about I lost my job, now what? You know what I mean? People are down in the dumps and, you know, hurting all over the place. And, you know, it reminds me of a saying Les Brown once had. He says, when you get laid off, he says, you know, don't get upset. God has given you a chance to take and find and discover what you was truly put here to do. So, you know, we're going to hit on some of those topics this morning. And, you know, I'm just glad to be back on the air. You know, I had to get my computer upgraded and, you know, a lot of different things, you know, and I just needed a little break for a while to pull some things together. And, you know, I'm excited to be with you this morning. So whether you're listening to this live or in the archives, I see we do have a caller out there listening, and I believe that is our faithful Ruth out there listening. And, you know, I'm just glad, just so glad to, you know, to be back on the air. I'm glad also to be in the land of the living. I just want to thank, you know, take this moment and, you know, thank God for allowing me to spend some time with you this morning. Before we get started into the show, you know, one of the things that I always like to do is kick our theme song out there called It's My Time, because that's what we want to focus on this morning when we focus on this theme of I lost my job, now what? I lost my job, now what? You know, and that could be very depressing for some if that's the only way that you know how to make money. And you know, and if you get really, really down, don't get down on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. You know, you deserve more than to be beating yourself up. You know, you want to do that, and, you know, you just really want to be able to hang in there and participate in life, you know, because life has a tendency of having, you know, those down moments and those up moments. My switchboard just went out, so I mean, you know, hey, it's, you know, it's fun. You know, I got to pull my switchboard back up here on the computer, folks. So bear with me for a minute or two here as I get that back up, so I can get make sure I can get the theme song up and you know, everything else I need to handle in terms of the show. So while I'm doing that, I'm just going to, you know, just share some of my content with you this morning as a way to do that. You know, I thought about this topic, you know, as where I live at here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, we have the highest unemployment for the state, you know, and I see so many people walking around with their heads down like the world has come to an end. And, you know, and I think about you know, the book I read by Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump, Why We Want You to Be Rich. And in that book, you know, they put something out there. They said that if you want to hold on to your middle-class job with the way the American economy is going, that you need to move to China or India. Now, you know, now, you know, I know for some people, they say, come on, get out of here. You know what? Move to China, India. Come on, Baba Jai, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Yeah, they say that, but, I mean, they're talking about a shrinking middle class where America is becoming more and more polar. What I mean by more and more polar is that America is becoming so polar that you're basically going to have the rich and the poor because the middle class is shrinking, dying, dying, dying. And, you know, and if you don't understand that, you know, how jobs are being shipped out and how things are being sent everywhere else. And if you really, really don't understand what's going on in today's economy, then you're going to get left out. Now, the other thing that they want people to understand is that as we move into this information age, yes, folks, we're in a new age, the information age. We're out of the industrial age. So the type of work that you could do during the industrial age to make money is fading away. It's fading away. And so you best get and come to grips with how to make money in the information age. I got my switchboard back up. Let me go to my theme song, and I'll be right back at you.
Wake up.
Okay. My time. Yes, you know, as the theme song suggests, you know, it's time to let the world know that I can. You know, hey, folk, if you lost your job, you know, it's time to let the world know that you can do something different. And those of you that listen to this live or listening to it in the archives or out there in the chat room, you know, hey, just shoot me an email if you're not sure what to do. You know, and you know, we'll get together, and, you know, I'll give you some ideas. Don't have to necessarily be the exact same thing that I'm doing, but there's enough out there to choose from that, you know, we could help you find your way out of this situation. You know, a great motivator once told me, his name's Art Williams, A.L. Williams. Yes, I used to market life insurance back in the day and was part of the A.L. Williams phenomena that shook and went through this country and upset the insurance industry. But Art used to have a saying. He said, you could change your life in 30 days. Now, you know, for some people, you know, they say, well, I mean, that's hard to conceive. Well, first of all, it starts with this, people. It starts with the power of your tongue. There's life and death in the power of what you say. If you say I can't, then the universe is going to create everything and put everything in front of you so that you can. If you say I can, the universe will bring forth things to you that will help you be able to do the I can. You know, I mean, but it's life and death in the power of your tongue. So be careful what you speak. Speak life into what you want. And I tell people that, you know, that's part of my business that I have now. I tell them all the time, speak life into your business, you know. And also, there's another powerful saying. Don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. You know, what is it that you believe? Start seeing it. And you know what will happen? God will help you find a way to manifest it. I'm telling you, people, this is true. Now, this ain't no joke. This ain't no hype. This ain't something just to tell you, to pump you up, make you feel good. I'm telling you, you know, me and my wife, we have an affirmation that we go through in the morning and in the night. And part of it is said, it says, you know, that we know that we're going to receive double anointing. We're going to receive double in our giving, double in our receiving, double in our benefits, and double in our blessings. We also know that we're going to receive checks in the mail, lost money found, gifts and surprises, inheritance and estates, sales and commissions, bonuses and benefits. You know what, and we've been doing that, you know, we kicked that off with this new year, and, you know, we had an account in Maryland, and we had an account in New Orleans with a program, and when we moved, they lost track of us, and they was able to find us again, some lost money that we had, lost money was fast. Now, we didn't go looking for it, see, now, I don't want you to think this is spooky now. We didn't go looking for it. We had sort of said, well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that. You know, we just got to move on. You know, the people contacted us. And they contacted us. And when they contacted us, they sent us some checks that they had issued us back in 2007 and 2008. But because we had moved, the checks came back. And they went, you know, they happened to find our website. Through our website, they happened to find our phone number. They gave us a call, and we ended up with over $1,500 in lost checks that were returned and sent to us. And they came at a time in which we really needed it. But, you know, it was like it was so beautiful because when they called, you know, and I was like, man, you know, lost money found. I mean, this is what we talk about. Me and my wife, we say every morning and at night before we go to bed with our affirmations. You know, and then the checks came in the mail. You know, we made copies of them, you know, and, you know, framed the copies, you know, just to let us know that, again, affirmations are real. They work. They work. It's not spooky. It's about putting out to the universe what you want to happen in your life and going about living it, and it will manifest itself. So out there, those of you out there that, you know, have lost your job and, you know, and you don't know what to do, start by telling yourself, God has given me the opportunity to find what I was truly put here to do. Start with that one, you know, and then we can work our way through. So I'm going to go to the phone line here and bring up our caller. Good morning. Is this you, Ruth?
Yes. How are you, Baba Jahi?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Back on the air and just happy and excited. You know, I took a break there for a while, and, you know, sometimes we need to do that to just sort of refresh and get re-anointed stuff, and I did that, and, you know, I'm glad to be back sharing this morning, and, you know, I'd like to get some comments from you about this topic. I lost my job. Now what? You know, what would you share with people out there this morning?
Well, first, let me welcome you back officially. I really missed you. I'm sure all the listeners have, and want to also commend you for taking the break. You know, you can't give to others if you don't take care of yourself first. So that's a big example of what you just said, of how people need to set their priorities and know that you matter and your family matters. And that's, you know, so you're setting the right behavior. I want to commend you for that. I thought that when I got that email, when you said you're taking a break, I said, good for him, because I had already taken my break.
Hey, thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Leadership by example. That's what that's called, the leadership by example, and it's called a best practice. So what when I saw your topic this morning, you know it's timely, and it's not uncanny. It's no accident that I was doing a blog post this morning just on what you said about people running around thinking, well, I used it, you know, remember the story, the children's story, Chicken Little? They were,
right.
They were talking, running around saying the sky is falling, and nothing was happening. So, you know, we get exactly what you said. You get what you focus on. You keep focusing on depression and lack. You say, I don't, I can't, I won't. That's what you're going to get. That's exactly what you're going to get. We attract, our thoughts are things, and you attract what you think about. You become what you think about. So I'm here to tell you that I lost my job. Now what? I'm going to say call Baba Jahi. You know, listen to this show. Get plugged in. Get it, and, you know, just don't isolate yourself. There are ways to overcome this recession, and the number one way is to hire yourself. So, Baba Jahi, I appreciate you coming back. I'm looking forward to all the insights you're going to give us. And you know I'm driving, so I'm going to mute out now. But
okay.
It's just one motivating thought. Those who fail to plan to fail.
All right.
Thank you, Baba Jahi.
Well, okay, as Ruth said, those that, you know, hey, fail to plan. You know, if you don't plan, you're going to have problems. So you gotta plan what you want to do, people. And like I said, step number one, if you've lost your job, is you got to see this as an opportunity. And I know, that could be difficult depending on your outlook. But you have to see it as an opportunity. And when you start seeing it as an opportunity, then you'll move on it differently. See, if you see it as a setback, then you'll deal with it as a setback. But if you see it as an opportunity, then you will move on it differently. And when you see it as an opportunity, then some opportunities are going to present themselves to you. You know, opportunities come disguised in strange packages, people. You know, they come disguised in strange packages. You know, strange packages. I think about when I met my wife. I went to a business workshop. That particular weekend, you know, I was thinking about doing something else. And, you know, my dad said, you need to go into that thing you was telling me about. You might meet somebody new. Now, I had a goal at the time. And the goal was three things. I wanted to build a business. I wanted to spend time with my family, which was my parents and my three sisters, some of my nieces and nephews, because basically I had been away from the Baltimore, Maryland area for like about 13 years. You know, people used to call me, you know, so I was a gypsy man. Gypsy man don't have no home. You know, be on the go. You know, I used to be on the go. You know, it was back. So I finally came back home in 1986, and I had a goal, and I wanted to let's say, spend time with my family, build a business, and I wanted to find a wife. You know, didn't. Some people said that's strange, you know, but I knew for me at that point in time in my life that, you know, I wanted to find a wife. So those were my goals. So I've always been goal-oriented. So, I mean, I'm telling you again, this is key now. So I was working on my business piece. I told you, as I said, you know, the top part of the show, yes, you know, I was selling marketing life insurance with A.L. Williams. That was going pretty good. I did make it up to the point eventually of regional vice president in that business structure. And, you know, I was spending time with my family. But that other part of the goal, you know, I wanted to find a wife. And, you know, someone tapped me on my shoulder at a workshop. The people was explaining, the man in the front of the room was explaining mortality tables. And I got tapped on the shoulder, and the young lady asked me, "Do you understand what he's talking about?" And I said, "Yeah, I understand what he's talking about." I said, "Matter of fact, you know, during the break, why don't we have lunch together, you know, and I'll be able to go over it with you, you know." So we had lunch together, you know, and, you know, I was able to explain to her mortality tables. And, you know, she was studying to get her insurance license, and I agreed to help her study, you know, which I actually did do, helped her study. She passed the test, got her license. We started dating, and as we started dating, you know, my wife at that time, you know, was basically a friend. We started dating. And every time I would go see her, because, you know, I told the story this last Saturday because we had our International Women's Day program in which we honored local women here in the Rocky Mountain, North Carolina area, women who have empowered others. And the thing was that every time I would go see her, she had all of these children over the house all the time because, you know, her hobby was teaching children how to dance. That was her hobby. But her job, you know, working in Social Security was, like, miserable. You know, but her hobby and her passion, because everywhere she'd go, children just would gravitate towards her, you know. And I'm an entrepreneur by heart, so, you know, I share with her, you know, she needs to look at how to turn that hobby into a business. But we got to dating, and we found out, you know, we had some things that we really, goals that we really wanted to accomplish in life. And we saw how, you know, there were some things about each other that we really were interested in terms of each other. And the rest is history. You know, we've been married ever since. But, again, I tell that story because at the time, you know, I had those three goals. I knew I didn't want a girlfriend. I wanted a wife. And I had put it out there. That's what I wanted. And when I put it out there, that's what I wanted, I got a tap on the shoulder one day. And that tap on the shoulder led to ultimately that person becoming my wife. So I say that to you in terms of those of you that right now are going through something in terms of work. There are opportunities that exist out there. If you go on Blog Talk, you'll see we have on the side, right-hand side on this show, on my profile page, you'll see links. We have a home-based business model. Might be for you, might not be for you. But, you know, hey, if you're listening to this show, check it out, you know, give us an email. You give us an email, you know, hey, we'll give you a call and, you know, kick some things around with you and see if that's something that works for you. The other side is that in your local area, there's a group of people called SCORE, and they're with the Small Business Administration, and you can go to workshops and stuff that they have in your area for free, and they will help you with developing business ideas. I utilized them a lot when me and my wife started our nonprofit. You know, as the other part of that story, I did help my wife turn her hobby into a business, which became a nonprofit business called Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Incorporated. It is 501c3. We work with youth. So this past Saturday, we did an International Women's Day program in which we honored women who have empowered others. You know, and some of the women, you know, they were really excited. Some of them, you know, they was like, "Well, all I've been is, you know, it's just I'm just a mother and a grandmother." I said, "But you have empowered people in your family." You know, because there was other women there who had some business accomplishments. There were some other women that we honored who were involved in civic and political affairs. And then there was women who basically had been the cornerstones of their family. You know, women, you know, ladies, again, my hats go off to you. You know, you find a way to make things happen. Man, our heads be up in the sky sometimes, you know. We be up there in the sky. But you bring things back down to earth, you know. And, you know, women find ways that, you know, the covers seem like they're bare, and you find a way to hit your meal out of that. You find a way to keep things going, even when they're down. There's downtimes in the household, and the woman seems to find a way to keep things going and pushing things forward. You know, I was glad my mother was able to join us, and you know, she was surprised that she got an award and was honored. You know, and I think about all of the times from moving, from us growing up, from going to the projects to Denison Street to them ultimately getting their home in Columbia to a home in Atlanta, Georgia. But my mom would tell anybody she worked her way out of the projects. You know, she had nothing but a GED. She had to go back to school to get her GED as an adult because she dropped out of school when she had me. I'm the oldest in the family, but, you know, she didn't let those things, and I have three sisters, and she didn't let life push her down. And I'm saying to you, if you lost your job and you're feeling down, don't let life push you down. I read these stories in the paper where people have lost their jobs, and they're killing themselves. Not only that, some of them not only killing themselves, killing their family members. Come on, people. It ain't that bad. Believe me, it's not that bad that you need to take your family members' lives and then take your life. It's only a job. And with your job, in most cases, you were just over broke anyway. And I'm not saying that to condemn anybody or put anybody's job down. You know, most people working, you're just over broke. So you're supposed to have a plan B to begin with. And if you haven't, lost your job, start working on that plan B. Just in case. You need to have a plan B, people. You know, you need to have a plan B. And we're going to be going more into a plan B and on our next show next Tuesday. And I got a special guest. You know, I'll be putting them in the write-up because I want to make sure I have all of their credits right. And, you know, I'll be sharing that special guest with you. But one of the things that you want to look at as part of your plan B, again, is get that book, Why We Want You to Be Rich by Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump. Get that book. Make sure you read it. One of the things that they recommend is network marketing. Network marketing. I'm going to play a script from you, from a piece called Born to Be Great. Some of you might, if you listen to the show, if you've heard it before, by Mark Farnell. And he has a great book called A Day in the Life of a Network Marketer. I suggest you pick that book up, too. It's a great book for understanding, you know, how network marketing works. You know, and if you get with a network marketing company and follow this system, be coachable, you can turn your life around. Let's listen to this piece real quick here, and then I'll be right back at you.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligent. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it, too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Okay. As he said, you have permission. You have permission, people. See, and it starts with that, giving yourself permission to do what needs to be done. Giving yourself permission. You know, if you don't give yourself permission, then, you know, you will think that you're not entitled. Remember, abundance is your birthright. You hear what I just said? Abundance is your birthright. Now, you got some folk out there, and I'm not turning this into a church show, but you go to church with this, so you're supposed to be able to live life and live life more what? They don't say live life more poorly. They say live more life more abundantly. Hey, abundance is your birthright, people. Come on now. You know, God didn't put us here to be poor. God did not put us here to be poor. Abundance is our birthright. And so you have to give yourself permission to go after what you want in life. Now, again, I suggest network marketing. Network marketing might not be for you. If not, you know, again, as I said, get with the people from the Small Business Administration. And, you know, from SCORE, they will help you fashion an idea, some idea that you already have that you can turn into a business. I teach entrepreneur development also to youth. And, you know, the first business I usually, most of them usually get started in because they, some of them like to draw and they, whatever, is making T-shirts and selling them. I tell them, now you got your own designer T-shirt business, and you go and they go sell them. You know, they go sell them at malls and other places. You know, hey, you know. And understand this, yes, the economy is going through something. I went to a seminar the other day. 120 people came out to that seminar from all walks of life. I seen over half the people in the room came there. They probably didn't come with no intent of buying nothing. They ended up purchasing that product that day because they thought it was going to help them. It was basically a company selling websites. People... Now, check the layout now, for those that's listening. Check the layout. The title of the conference was How to Make Money on the Internet. Okay, I went because I have a website. I have this radio show, you know. I'm doing home-based business on the Internet. So I'm always curious to see what other people are doing. You know, it's a free one. You know, they have a lunch, you know, and they give you a little free MP3 player, you know, and they're going to, this theme is How to Make Money on the Internet. So it was 120 people in the room. So, you know, they go over, like, you know, why they were there, which is basically to expose people to ways to make money on the Internet. And they ask people, why were they there? Well, basically, you know, the consensus in the room was people were dead because they need to make more money. They said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to show you how to have a website through our company that can help you get involved in e-commerce. So people, they nod their head, yeah, okay, that sounds swift, okay, sounds good. Since how many of you already have a website? Out of 120, it was only 6 of us that already had a website. So how many of you have a product? Out of 120 people, there was like 13 people that already had a product. The rest of the people didn't know what they want to sell, didn't know what they want to do, but they came because it said what? Learn how to make money on the internet. And those people, they marketed a product that goes for $199. But on that day, you know how these seminars go, if any of you ever been in any. You market a product. It's $199. But if you get it today, it's $38. Whoa, wow. People are like, yeah, if you get it today, it's $38. What did they sell people? They sold them a website that they can go on and put a product on. Now, the catch was this. They have a follow-up workshop that you go to 2 weeks later where they will teach you how to use search engines and other stuff, how to, you know, basically what to do with your website. But the key was this. People, over 120 people came out with no idea, totally what they wanted to do, no product, just knew they wanted to make money on the internet. They ended up purchasing a product. They're going to go to a follow-up workshop where they're going to learn how to, quote-unquote, come up with a product to put on the internet and hopefully make some money. So people will spend money for things that they want and they need. So I'm just telling you that there's things out here that you can market that people will take and purchase. So you got to have that plan B. You got to have that business that you know that you want to use to help you bring in other resources and, you know, make more money. Make more money. I'm going to go to the phone line real quick here. We have a caller on the line, and I'm going to take this caller, and then I'm going to come back with some more content. Caller, area code 706, you on the air. Baba Jahi, comment or question?
Comment. Or really kind of both, you know, comment and a question. How's it going, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. I heard you talking about the products and the seminar, man. All that stuff is true, you know. But another thing that I just wanted to address was that, you know, people right now, you know, people buy people and not products. So if you want to sell anything, you want to try and brand yourself and not the product, you know. Or like you said, you want to try to create your own service and instead of just selling somebody else's product. Because when you create your own service, you can create residual income for yourself, and that's where the money is at.
That's so true. I mean, you know, I agree with you 100%. You know, part of what I do through the business, the home-based business that I'm in, you know, my residual checks, you know, they're pretty nice. And then I'm still, you know, out constantly, you know, marketing myself and marketing the services. But, yes, residual income is definitely, you know, where it's at. You want passive streams of income that come in time and time and time again from work that you've already done.
That's right. Like right now, I'm in the process of building me a. I'm like a branding agent. I show people how to brand themselves on Yahoo. Not Yahoo, but MySpace, YouTube, Twitter. You know, all these social networks. But I'm creating me a site now that's just charging people for my services. And then let's say, you know, I got this service that I do is marketing and branding and whatnot. So if I charge $25 a month, and let's say I just get 100 or 200 people, you know, to pay me that $25 a month, that's a pretty good, you know, bit of residual income for me compared to what I'm making now. You know, that would be a pretty good bit of residual income. And it's real easy to do, like you were saying with the T-shirts. Like, I know somebody that draw. I know this dude that he's trying to start his own clothing company. He's printing up a few of his shirts and everything. But it's just that a lot of people, they don't think that they can make money online. I don't know why. They just don't. But the internet is young. You know, it's only like, what, 16 years old?
Right.
You know, a lot of people slipping on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all
it's,
I really.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
I said that was all I really wanted to say, though. You go ahead.
Okay. Hey, shoot me an email. My email address is info@movementsunlimited.com. And shoot me an email. Let me know about your services, and maybe I can have you as a guest on one of the future shows to share with people, you know, what you just shared a little bit, you know, in more detail for those that's looking for, you know, opportunities. One of the things that I do on this show also is, again, is I tell people, this, you know, yes, I have a specific thing that I do, but it's not about me. It's about sharing opportunities so that people can find the ones that match, mix and match, you know, for them. Because I'm going to, you know, I already know I'm going to get my blessings. I don't need everybody in the whole world to be my customer. But I really want to do, though, more than anything, is to expose people to opportunities, and then people pick the one that best, you know, suits their needs and whatever. And I know that people are looking and searching. So, again, shoot me an email at info@movements, that's M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T-S, unlimited.com, and I'll look over your information and get in touch with you. And like I say, maybe we can schedule time for you to be a future guest on the show.
Yeah, I would love that. That's what I was getting ready to ask you next. You know, did you think you could let me be a guest on the show one day? Because I was looking forward to that. See, because the way I do it, you know, I don't just try to offer them. The only time I try to get people into creating their own services when they don't already have a service that they are a program that they're already trying to market. You know, when they come to the site, I ask them, you know, what's your biggest marketing frustration? You know, so if they tell me that they don't have a service, that's when I point them to, you know, my primary service. But if they do have a service, you know, I just show them how to market their service. I help them, you know, market their service. And once I help them make a little bit with their service, that's when I'll try to lean them towards creating their own product and towards my service, something
okay.
like that.
And this number that you're calling in on, this is a good number to reach you back on?
Yeah, this is my home number.
Okay, great. And your name?
Marvin.
Okay, Marvin. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. And shoot me that email. I'll be in touch with you, and we'll see what the possibilities are, you know, in terms of having you on the show.
I sure will, man.
All right. Have a great day. God bless you, man. Thanks for calling in, sharing that information.
God bless you, too, man. Take it easy.
All right, people, we're down to 1 minute left here on the show for today, and we'll be back on Tuesday. You know, because I have a special guest, so check the posting. Wait for my special guest to get back with me by Friday to, you know, go through the different things that we're going to do and cover in terms of next week's show. And, you know, hey, I hope you got something out of this morning. We're going to get a little bit more specific on Tuesday. It's going to be the same theme. I lost my job, now what? Because we really want to try to help people get through this whole recession piece and things that are going on. And so, hey, give me the close out of here, and got a little bit of music I'm going to put on as we close out. And I just want to thank everybody for taking time out of your day to spend some time with me on Home Based Business 101. Hey, people, I love you. You give me energy. You give me energy. You give me energy. You know, energy is important. Energy is what makes this universe move and go. And, you know, this show gives me energy. And people, you know, chatting, and, you know, people listening in the chat room, people calling in, that gives me energy. And I just want to thank you for your love. And so I'm going to close out with.